It's time for Ag Economic Insights. I'm Joe Gangwish. This week we bring back in David Widmar, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights, and David also co-contributor at the blog at ageconomist.com. We're going to talk beef this week, David, and there's been beef in the headlines lately, what with the beef scandal in Brazil, also a trade possible from the U.S. over to China involving beef. Let's start with the beef industry. Tell us about consumption.
Yeah, when the latest kind of markets got shook up the last 30 or 45 days, we thought it'd be interesting to take a look at what's been going on in the global beef trends. So the first thing that's important to look at is consumption. In the blog, we looked at who are the top 10 beef consumers, and the lead cow for beef consumption is the U.S. And the U.S. accounts for 20%, or 1 in 5 pounds of beef consumed on the global scale. So the U.S. is really a big market for beef consumption. Kind of the next rung of large consumers here of beef is the European Union, China, and Brazil. And each of those countries account for about 13% of production.
Well, David, of course, you know U.S. known for great beef consumption, good quality beef. Talk about global trends there.
So when we think about beef production, the U.S. is also the number one producer of beef production at 19% of the U.S. The global beef production. They're in second place is Brazil. And what's really interesting is when you look at Brazil, since about 1990 to 2016, Brazil production has outpaced its consumption. So that's really set them up to be a important driver in the export market. The opposite was true for China, where consumption outpaced production, which sets them up for a big player in the import markets.
Well, speaking of imports, that's been in the news lately concerning beef. How do imports look right now?
The number one actual importer of beef is the United States. That probably catches a lot of folks off guard. The U.S. actually imports a lot of beef and then exports a fair amount as well. When we look at what's going on, say, in China, this has been the really interesting story. China, in 2016, accounted for 11% of all beef imports, and they were the second place. But since 2000, Chinese beef imports have increased at a rate of about 28% annually. So China's really stepped into the market for beef imports and has really taken up a growing share of that market. It starts to be reminiscent of what happened 15 years ago or so in soybeans when China stepped into the market and really started to take a growing share of the soybean crop globally.
Let's talk more about exports. We like to talk about U.S. beef exports quite a bit, but Brazil's a pretty good player, aren't they?
Yeah, so U.S. is at fourth, accounting for 12% of all global exports. Number one and number two in exports at 20% each are Brazil, which we mentioned earlier, and actually India. India is kind of another large player in beef exports, and it's actually beef from water buffalo. So not exactly the same beef that we would expect here in the U.S., but a very important source of red meat protein for a lot of countries in Asia and Southeast Asia.
David, let's get your final thoughts. What can we expect on trends in the beef industry globally here moving forward?
Yeah, so at the global level, the macro level, growth has been rather slow. And so we see that beef consumption, for example, has been at less than 1% over the last 15, 16 years. Meanwhile, corn has been at closer to 3%. The difference there seems small, but it actually makes a big difference over decades and several years. So while global growth has been lackluster, individual countries have really stepped up and really started to play an important role. The biggest one being China, and China actually accounted for about almost 70% of all global growth in the last 15 years. So China will be an important country to keep an eye on in the coming years. It's a large country with a lot of growth in beef consumption. There's also another set of countries to keep an eye on. These are some of the smaller countries that have had pretty rapid growth in consumption and production. Turkey, as well as Hong Kong, and India as well will be important to keep an eye on in the next decade or so.
Lots more information on beef trends. Just go to the blog at ageconomist.com. And if you'd like to hear this program again, you can catch the podcast on the podcast page at ruralradio.com. With this week's Ag Economic Insights, for David Widmar, I'm Joe Gangwish.